Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. One of my favorite Christmas songs is one not too many people have actually heard of. It's called Questions for Mary. It was written in 2011 by a guy named Carlo Ferlin, who is the pastor of worship and the arts at Hillcrest Church in Bellingham, Washington. And in the music video for the song, Carlo enters a small coffee shop, meets Mary, and asks her a bunch of questions. And I contacted him, and he gave me permission to share those questions with you. So here are the verses to the song. So what was his first word? What made him laugh the hardest? Was he a run-of-the-mill little guy? Or was his hair sprinkled with stardust? Did he work miracles around the house? Was he built like an ox? Was he kind of quiet? Or the constant chatterbox? When did his daddy die? Was he teased about the story of his birth? Did he ever have a crush? What tempted him the worst? Did it surprise you when he started working in the slums? Or was it you who taught him that's where the kingdom comes? What went through your mind as you endured the one life-giving execution of the world? The promises shattered, left desolate and utterly unfulfilled. To see the boy you had bathed and held and nursed, spat upon and whipped and scourged and crushed and cursed. Were you incredulous when you heard the news he was alive? Did you hold your breath until he finally did arrive? Or did you burst into that same song you sung when you first heard the news that through you the Savior would come? These are all great questions. And of course, it's not the first song that asks questions of Mary. Right? Consider the famous Mary, Did You Know? Right? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make us new? That this child you've delivered will soon deliver you? Lutheran author Holly Shearer once wrote, "Anyone actually listening to the words of this song, and who has even the slightest familiarity with the biblical account of Christ's conception and birth, shouldn't need to ask if Mary knew, because the Bible plainly tells us she did." Shearer then talks about the message of the angel who told Mary she was going to be pregnant. But even if the angel answered all of those questions, Mary still had some of her own. Particularly, how can this be, since I'm a virgin? Now, part of that question may have been, how can I get pregnant without having sex? But I think it was really, how can this be since I'm so young? I'm just a girl from Nazareth. There's nothing special about me. Why would God choose me to do this? Right, most of the time when we think of Mary, we picture her as peaceful and serene, wearing a long blue dress and a veil. Sometimes she's even got a glowing halo around her head. But in reality, she was a scared young woman who had questions of her own. Life, as she knew it, was being turned upside down. And maybe you know the experience of someone expecting you to do something great, but you're not sure if you can handle it. Right? You wonder if you'll cave under the burden of this responsibility. You wonder if somebody else would do a better job at this than you. If so, you're right there with Mary. And when this angel first comes to her and tells her who her son is going to be, Mary is scared. But then, just 4 verses later, she says, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." So what changed her mind? How did she go from feeling scared and overwhelmed to trusting God? Well, listen to the conversation with the angel again. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the 6th month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. What made Mary change? It was the word that Elizabeth was pregnant too. Right? Mary knows that Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah don't have any children. They must have felt like a contemporary version of Abraham and Sarah, old and childless. And if it's true that Elizabeth is indeed now pregnant, then everything changes for Mary. If it's true, then there's someone who can be with her in her questions and doubts. If it's true, then God can definitely do the impossible. That's when we get today's reading. Mary goes to visit Elizabeth to check out the claim from this angel for herself. And imagine Mary knocking on the door and calling out, "Hello, Elizabeth." When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Here they are, 2 women, one very young and one very old, both of whom should not be pregnant, and yet they both are. You can almost imagine them hugging each other and laughing at the absurdity of the situation. Mary can clearly see Elizabeth's baby belly, and she knows that pretty soon she'll have one too. And the text says that Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. So basically until the time that John was born. Imagine all of the questions Mary asked Elizabeth during those 3 months. Even though this was a new experience for Elizabeth too, Elizabeth was there to help Mary. To be a kindred spirit. To travel this road with her. I can imagine that if Mary entered a coffee shop to see Elizabeth, she would start to sing questions for Elizabeth. Right? How do I raise a child? What if I mess up? Where is God in all of this? And maybe you have someone like that too. Someone you can have coffee with while you talk about life's big questions. Perhaps you have someone who is an Elizabeth to your Mary. Someone who is walking this long, hard road with you because they know what it's like. Someone who reminds you that God can work in your life too. And maybe you are an Elizabeth to someone else's Mary. Maybe you are the one who's right there with them in their questions and fears. Maybe you're the one who supports them and gives them encouragement. Maybe you're the one who listens to their questions over coffee. After Elizabeth greeted Mary and called her blessed, and after Mary saw Elizabeth's baby bump, what did Mary say? Well, she started to sing her own song. Perhaps the best Christmas carol ever. Rather than questions for Mary, this was more like praise for Mary. We call it the Magnificat, which comes from the Latin for magnify. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. Did Mary know if Jesus was a run-of-the-mill little guy, or if his hair was sprinkled with stardust? Yeah. Did she know who her son would grow up to be? Yeah. But Mary also knew that no matter what happened in her life, no matter what questions she asked, no matter what the future may hold, she was not alone. Elizabeth was there with her. And more importantly, God was there with her. In fact, God was as close to her as a baby in her womb. And that gave her the strength and the courage and the faith that she needed. And God is that close to you, too. God is here, giving you the strength and the courage and the faith that you need. And sometimes it just takes the reminder that God can work in someone else's life. Someone like Elizabeth's or Mary's, or like the one you drink coffee with. Sometimes it just takes that reminder for us to see that God can definitely work in our lives too. And there's no question about that. And so in the name of the one who was born to Mary, Jesus Christ our Lord, amen.